New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. On a pain-free Friday with Mafia, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Tony in Massachusetts wants to talk about the C's and Mr. Smart. What's happening, bro?
Marcus drives me nuts, dude. I love the guy. He's the best defensive player. Like, you know, he really brings it, you know, every night. But the going up to get the layup, but he really just tries to get the foul, but he doesn't try to get the shot. And then he goes, every night I hear "aye," and then I see the ball go over the hoop. I'm like, dude, you're killing me. I don't know. Do you see that too? You know what I mean?
Well, I was talking about it earlier that, like, he still had 20 tonight. He wasn't that bad. 7 of 17. It wasn't like he was terrible. He hit a couple of threes. Had 7 dimes, 3 boards, and he was playing with 5 fouls. But I thought that, you know, when I'm watching the game, Embiid has 38 and 11, right? And, you know, what happened the other night was they started talking about flopping, and Smart was saying that Embiid flops, and he gets all these BS calls. And the thing is, I think, you know, Marcus is the best defender, certainly on the Celtics, and one of the best defenders in the league, without a doubt. The guy's an animal, but he also, I said this on my shows, he also flops. I mean, the guy, when you get that many charges like he does, when you give up your body as much as he does, and he sticks his body on the line every night, you know, 5-6 times in a game, he gets trained and trucked and stepped on and run over. And I mean, he gets it everywhere. In the onions, you name it, this guy takes abuse like no other, playing defense. But my thing is like, to hear him cry about some other guy flopping when he flops as much as he does, because he's a great actor, too. The guy should have won 3 Oscars by now with some of his dives and some of his flops. But I do think he's an incredible defensive player. And I think his game has gotten a lot better, because I never wanted him shooting. Let's say 2 years ago, I never wanted that guy to shoot. But now, I mean, last year in the playoffs, he hit so many big threes, it wasn't even funny, on that run they went on to the, you know, to play Miami. And then I thought he had some of the biggest shots. Tatum and Smart were the best players. And I know Brown did his thing. I know Hayward did his thing. But Smart was really, defensively and offensively, he was a killer. And I thought he was amazing. So I think his game's gone to a whole nother level. I do believe in him. I think he's... You know, they love him, and I know that he's a huge piece for them. But, like, tonight, I really felt like when I was watching the game that he was distracted in the second half and kind of – and it was because of the whole, you know, Embiid thing. He was trying to drive and take on Embiid and go to the 10 and try reverse layups and everything else, and all that crying and screaming and noise making you're talking about – that's that and one juice. If he tries to any guy that goes into the 10, when they go in and they try to get the ref to make a call, they try to make some, you know, flamboyant noise, or like that they've been hurt or hacked or you know, slapped or chunked in the face. So they always are like, ah, you know. They make all these noises. So he's no different than any of them. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Sirius XM 204 Mighty or 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio. Good to have you with us on the bench on a Friday night. So I think Marcus Smart's incredible, but, you know, he's not going to take on Embiid, and he's not going to drive on him and dunk on him, and he's not going to get away with it. Now, I thought when he drove on him, I thought Embiid fouled him, and Embiid cries to the ref every call. Embiid is never wrong. He's never guilty of any foul. He never fouls anyone. He never does anything wrong. And then every time he has the ball, he cries that he's getting hacked. So Embiid, even though he's this 7-foot monster and he's a badass and he's incredible and he's got massive talent and can score on anyone and can be rather unstoppable, he sure does cry a lot. Like, he cries more than a newborn baby. He really does. And then, but the foul tonight on Smart on the reverse was a foul. He hammered him in the body. I mean, any idiot in the world could have seen that, and he still complained about it. Meanwhile, they were up 14. And you got Rivers crying, Embiid crying, Simmons crying. They're all crying. They're up 14 with 2 minutes left in the game. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I played tons of ball with Mafia. He knows it. Like, when you're up 14 with 2 minutes left in the game and you're still crying about calls, there's got to be something wrong with you in the head. You got to be sick in the head. When the game's in the bag, what are you crying about? What are you complaining about? Shut up. Just finish the game, win the game, and go get your money. It makes no sense to me. I think Embiid is a crybaby with all of his complaining and crying to the refs. I get sick and tired of it. But don't forget your boy Smart. He's an actor, too. Like, he's like, I mean, he's Leo DiCaprio with his flopping and acting.
8-5-4-4-8-4-3-6-8-7-9.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with Mafia. So anyway, we do have incredible footage that we've obtained, and it's really dramatic. We went into the locker rooms in Philadelphia tonight, and we wanted to hear Embiid talking to Smart about his whining for foul calls on the court tonight. This is dramatic.
Lighten up, Francis.
That is really, you could tell that, and I mean, it started the whole thing up, and then Smart starts talking after getting the foul in the reverse. Listen to this.
So just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you.
And then, so like right there, you could tell that he threatened him. That's like a death threat. And then, Embiid was having none of it. He's yelling at Smart after they won the game to give him the business.
How do you like their match?
Did you see that?
How do you like their match?
Right, you can tell. That was JoJo Embiid right there. With just giving Smart the jimmy.
How do you like their match?
After they... See that? I'm surprised he didn't tell him to have a donut, fat ass. I really am. I'm surprised. So anyway, get a hold of yourself. Mafia, you see that right there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, I was looking at all the people that died I know that sounds really grim, but I was so bummed out today, Mafia, that Henry Aaron died, that I started looking back at it. Like, last year, it wasn't as bad, right? You had Dick Allen, Lou Brock, I mean, Tony Fernandez. There were a couple others, right? So it wasn't like, you know, recently. And recently, it's been really bad. You know what I mean? Like, so, obviously, you have Phil Negro dies, right? And then, how many guys, Mafia? Like, it was so bad. Like, Bob Gibson died, right? And, like, I just have to get this list so that, you know, I have it all down. God, it just drives me nuts. Anyway, so I have to find the list better. But so when just this recently, like this week, I was talking about Tommy Lasorda, and, you know, he dies, and then they have the memorial at Dodger Stadium, which was really cool. And then, of course, Don Sutton died, who pitched for the Dodgers forever and then worked for the Braves for other broadcasting games. And then Hank Aaron dies, right? So, I mean, it's just like, oh, my God. It's just, I think it's awful. Like, I can't keep track of all this stuff, right? You had, I mean, it's just one after the next. And all of them are like legends. Bob Gibson had died. It's just crazy. And you know what I mean? Think about it. I guess there were 7 Hall of Famers who passed away this year. And the ones that obviously, I guess in 2020, most of them, as I mentioned, you know, you might not even remember, but, you know, some of the other ones were like Gene Buttig died. And, you know, I told you Lou Brock and Glenn Beckert, Kim Batiste. Johnny Antonelli, he was really old. Dick Allen, he was old. He was 78. But then, you know, God, when they start dying now, and then today, like when you heard he died today, Mafia, what was your reaction? Did you like, did you have a reaction to it, or was that not a big deal to you?
No, it was a bummer for sure. I mean, you know, this is a guy who not only was an all-time great, you know, not that I'm a Braves fan, you know, I'm a Mets fan, so. You know, growing up in the 90s, I hated the Braves, but you still respect these guys that come through, and especially a guy like him, you know, way before my time anyway, but was an all-time great that played the game the right way by every account you hear. You know, one of the nicest guys in sports from everything you hear. You know, I didn't have runs with him like you did personally, but, you know, there is not a single person, I think, in this world that had a bad word to say about Hank Aaron and the man he was and, you know, the player he was. So when you have a guy like that pass away, it sucked. You know, obviously he's older. You know, it's not like, you know, when Kobe died or some of these other guys that died in their 40s and 50s, like, oh, I can't believe that. No, like, yeah, he's 86, so it's understandable. This, the health crisis right now going on, you know, all the things going on in the world, it's, you know, obviously not that shocking that an 86-year-old guy died, but for a guy that did everything the right way, you know, you rattled off some of the stats that we found in that one article from Sports Illustrated that you could take away his 755 home runs, and he still has more than 3,000 hits. Like, you know, like, that 16 straight years, the guy was an all-star, you know, that he was never hit 50 home runs, but was still the all-time home run leader, 25 seasons. He was just an incredible player that just, you know, played hard every game. And, you know, no, you can see how much it meant to him, how much that career and that talent that he had meant to him. And it's definitely a loss for baseball.
So he, even without all of his home runs, he had 3,000 career hits. He's the only player in the 500 home run club who, would still have 3,000 hits without the home runs. He led the league in home runs over a 5-year stretch that spanned from his ages of 35 to 39. That's crazy. He hit 203 home runs from 69 to 73. And in those seasons, he hit 18 more home runs than the second highest finisher in that period, which was Willie Stargell of the Pirates. He hit 755 career home runs without ever hitting 50 in a single season. He never hit more than 50 and reached 45 just once in 1971. He hit 30 or more home runs in 14 seasons. He made the All-Star team every season but the first and last season of his career. He played in 145 or more games in 16 consecutive seasons. That is absolutely crazy. He played in 150 or more games in all but two of those years. Guy was ready to go every single day. He walked more times than he struck out in his career. He walked 19 more times than he struck out. That's crazy how close the number was, right? He had 10 different seasons where he had more base on balls than strikeouts, including 1969 when he walked 40 more times, 87, than he struck out, 47. He only won the MVP once. He had 10 seasons of 30-plus home runs and fewer than 65 strikeouts. His 6,856 total bases are by far the most all-time. 722 more than the next highest, which was Stan the Man Musial's 6,134. The gap between Musial and Carl Yastrzemski, 10th all-time, is 595. The gap between Aaron and Musial is more than 12 miles worth of bases. So Albert Pujols, the active total bases leader, ranks 5th on the all-time list, but he's still more than 900 bases behind Hank Aaron. And he'll never get them. That guy, can you believe he's still playing? I mean, you think I run like a duck, Mafia? That guy. But he's had a great career, I'll give you that. But boy, is he just wasting away out in Anaheim. You can't even deny it. Aaron appeared in more All-Star games than he did seasons. He was a 25-time All-Star despite playing in 23 seasons in the big leagues. That's crazy. It's so sad. I can't believe I knew him and interviewed him a bunch of times. And Lasorda and Don Sutton. That just blows my mind. It shows me how old I am. All right, so Pharrell on the bench, looking at all the college rack room tonight. Wright State blew out IUPUI. They covered the 11.5. Niagara by 3 over Quinnipiac. I actually know a kid that goes there. Great basketball player. You know him, Vaseline Mafia. The kid could ball. Sacred Heart over St. Francis of PA, 82-70. Merrimack beat Fairleigh Dickinson by 5. Central Connecticut State over Mount St. Mary's by 1. Purdue Fort Wayne lost to Green Bay. They got whacked. Youngstown State covered the 1.5 against UIC at home. They lost by 1, though. Appalachian State was a home dog. They won outright against Georgia State. Covered the 5.5. Coastal Carolina won but didn't cover the 11.5 against Troy. Michigan won at West Lafayette against Purdue. Kicked their ass doing it, 70-53. Jesus, I thought Purdue would show up and at least play on their home floor at Mackey. You'd think they'd give them a game. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, how do you get whacked like that at home? That's like Clemson losing by 36 at home. I just don't understand that. North Florida over Kennesaw State, Farrellisaw State, 69-54. Ryder beat Marist, 76-64. St. Peter's over Siena by 6. Northern Kentucky over Bobby Moe. Robert Morris loses 81-76 in Pittsburgh. Oakland a winner in Michigan over Detroit Mercy by 5. Did you see they canceled the Detroit Mercy chick season after allegations of abuse by one of the coaches? North Alabama over Jacksonville in overtime by 1. Texas State by 10 over Monroe. Little Rock beat Arlington by 7. And Arkansas State got whacked. They didn't cover the 12.5, whatever it was. They lost at Louisiana to the Ragins, 81-68. Georgia Southern, a winner in overtime over South Alabama, 84-75. I had Georgia Southern and the four. FIU loses to Marshall 79-66. FAU and Boca in overtime beat Charlotte. That was my number one play, laying two. They covered. Texas San Antonio, I laid five. They covered. They won by six over Southern Miss. Santa Barbara, a winner. They whacked Northridge 105-58. San Diego, UC San Diego 89-69 over UC Davis. Bakersfield by a bucket over Riverside. I had Bakersfield plus three. UAB beat Rice by 10. They pushed. I gave you Wyoming in an upset, getting four at home to win outright against Nevada. That hit. South Dakota by five over Western Illinois. Lipscomb lost to Florida Gulf Coast. I lost that. Fullerton, I gave you plus four to win outright over Hawaii. They beat them 83-67, Fullerton. I gave you North Dakota State and South Dakota State to win. North Dakota State did not cover. South Dakota State did. San Diego State, the Aztecs, just absolutely lit Air Force 98-61. It was 51-16 at the half. I was watching that game until I couldn't take it anymore. It was so bad. They kicked their ass so bad I couldn't even take it. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was laughable. 51-16, I'm like, I'm out of here. Cleveland State, a winner over Milwaukee, and they covered 64-53. UTEP covered. They beat Louisiana Tech outright. Louisiana Tech was laying 1.5. UTEP beat them by 8. And Grand Canyon, a winner by 3 over Dixie State. I didn't even know that was a school. There you go. College basketball tonight. I will tell you about Saturday's good games. At the very least, I want to roll through some of these. North Carolina State at North Carolina. Florida's at Georgia. And then Providence Nova in Philadelphia. That'll be good. 2:30 on Fox. Clemson and Florida State. 3 o'clock on ABC. Clemson's just been slumping ass lately. Duke and Louisville at 4 on ESPN. Pitt and Wake at 6. LSU, Kentucky at Rupp at 6 on ESPN. Oregon State and Oregon. Pac-12 Network at 10:30 late night. Cincinnati and Houston on CBS at noon. Kansas and Oklahoma at noon on ESPN. UConn and Creighton at Creighton on Fox at noon. Va-Tech and Syracuse at noon. Auburn and South Carolina on the Deuce at noon. Greensboro and Chattanooga, Kent State and Toledo. Those are all happening. I'll just go through. Arkansas at Vandy, 1 o'clock. Baylor and Oklahoma State on CBS at 2. Maryland and Minnesota, Big Ten Network at 2. SMU at UCF at 2. And then in terms of other good ones, I'm just going to scroll through these. A&M and Ole Miss, 3:30, SEC Network. Ohio State and Wisconsin on CBS at 4 up in Madison. West Virginia and Kansas State on the Deuce at 4. And then Dayton and VCU, CBS Sports Network at 4:30. UCLA and Stanford on Fox at 5. Those are decent games. And then anything else I can get my hands on. DePaul and Marquette at 6 on FS1. Boy, I would have liked to have seen some of these games that they postponed. Northwestern and Penn State, Big Ten Network at 7. USC and Cal at 8 on the Pac-12 Network. Colorado, Washington State on the Deuce at 8. Missouri and Tennessee, 8:30 SEC Network. That could be a good game. Pacific and Gonzaga at 10. And Pepperdine BYU on the Deuce at 10 as well. So those are all the decent games on Saturday in college. I can get all my snags at PharrellOnABench.com. Right now in the NBA, Knicks up a pair, 63-61, 7 left in the third at the Golden One in Sacktown. So good game there. And then the Suns are holding on, 4 left in the third, 88-79. They lead the Nuggets. I took the Suns in this game. I know a lot of sharps and heavies are betting on the Nuggets to win on the money line in this game tonight with the Nuggets. I still went with the Suns. We'll see what happens. It's now 88-82, so maybe the Nuggets will come back and win that game on the money line. A lot of heavies bet it. Right now, Joker's got 19. Murray only 8. Gary Harris has 15. Morris has 10. As for the Suns, Booker and Bridges both have 22. Ayton has 18 and 11 boards. Keep our eyes on that one the rest of the way. Clippers blowing out the Thunder. 5 left in the third. 83-65 right now. Clippers. Thunder's Gilgeous Alexander's got 20. Nobody else doing jack. Kawhi's got 21. Paul George has 18. 7 boards, 4 dimes. Ibaka's got 15. Batum, 9. They're spreading it out. Zubats has 8 and 4 boards. So 85-67, 4:40 left in the third in Lipstick City there. Those are the only three that went down. Raptors by, they blew out the Heat, 101-81. Bulls winning Charlotte, 123-110. I hit the Raptors on the money line, Bulls spread and money line. Rockets money line and spread, 103-102. They won at Detroit. Pacers win. But they were laying, I believe, I can't remember what it was on Coast to Coast today in terms of the number. I added it 3. I think it moved, actually, from 3 to, like, I could have sworn it went to, like, 1.5 when we were doing Coast to Coast today. If that's the case, they would have covered. Nets got blown out again by the Cavaliers. I had the Cavs with the points. They covered on the spread, 125-113. I hit the Sixers on the money line, lost the Celtics spread. Hawks, I hit. They beat the Timberwolves, 116-98. I hit the Mavericks to win outright, and they were laying, I believe, 2. They were laying 2 on the road at San Antonio. So, strong night in the NBA. I'm pretty stoked about that. And then hockey, at the very least. Take a look. A busy night. I know Mafi is very upset. The Penguins were down 3-1 to the Rangers. The Penguins scored first, and then the Rangers scored 3 straight goals to take the lead. It was Russ scoring first to make it 1-0. In the second, Hedel, Fox, Kako all scored to make it 3-1 Rangers. Then McCann on a power play, 3-2 at 16:56 in the second. In the third, 11.5 in. Teddy Bluger scores from Joseph and Kapanen, and that tied it. And then bottom line is Letang's shot over Shesterkin's shoulder in the shootout was the difference, as D'Angelo was stopped by Tristan Jarry. And so it was Gensel and Letang making it. Breadman Panarin scored. And that was it after D'Angelo got stopped and the Penguins win the game. Mafia, were you upset about your Rangers tonight blowing a 3-1 lead in Pittsburgh?
Of course. I always hate when they lose to your stupid Penguins, especially the way that this year the division is so stacked up. Every point matters. I mean, they get a point in the shootout, but I wanted that extra one. They really needed that. And to have the 2-goal lead and blow it is just terrible. I mean, the defense was a problem last year, and it looks like right now they're a problem so far in the early going this year.
So the Coyotes beat the Knights 5-2, so they finally win. Stars play their first game tonight, and they scored 7 goals, 7-0. They beat the Predators. My God. Wild over the Sharks 4-1. Blackhawks finally won a game. They beat the Red Wings 4-1. And the Leafs beat the Oilers 4-2. Caps in a shootout over the Sabres 4-3. And the Avalanche Ducks right now in Anaheim at the Pond in the second. 2 minutes left, tied 1-1. Avs and Ducks. When we come back, we'll start arguing some more about the title games on Sunday, Pain Day style NFL.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Mafia. Some guy just wrote me, and he was like, I don't even know. He said I blocked him or something on Twitter. Mafia, I don't block people, do I? I don't think I've ever done that. What does that mean, like I block people? I mean, if people are vulgar or you know just stupid stuff like you know, I don't pay attention to any of it. I don't respond to people that get nasty or, you know, whatever. Anybody that's like trying to whatever attack me or something for whatever reason.
You morons.
I don't, you know, I don't get into that, Mafia. Like, I don't do the whole fighting on the internet or whatever you call it.
I'm not listening to you. I know about this. I know about everything.
I don't care what you think of me. And I really don't. I don't have time for that. I don't. I'm too old. I don't get into it. You know what I do on the Twitter? I promote the show. I
mean, damn it.
That pretty much, right?
I'm like, too old to care about what other people think of me. Did that sound cool?
That's exactly what I just sounded like, isn't it? So I don't get into blocking people. I don't, you know, I remember there was like a thing, remember Mafia, where people were like, I can't follow you on Facebook because you're like sold out or something, or like, you know, I'm too full. I can't
only allow, you like 5,
allow anyone else. Right. So, I mean, people blame me because I can't let them in. Like, I let everybody in until it was too late, right? Till it had run out. So I can't, what am I going to do? Go back and just start cutting people's heads off and everything else. I will say that I noticed this week, I thought it was pretty funny. Like the last couple of days, I know you're on there a lot more than I am doing stuff because you run the show. But with Twitter and Pharrell's Picks and Pharrell on Grid and Scott Pharrell and On Air Mafia and all that, right? And all Instagram, Scott_Pharrell. And what's the other one? Pharrell on Grid. And then I'm on all these things. And Mafia, like, monitors everything. But you noticed this week when I think I said something on the show on Coast to Coast about the Chiefs fans are a little overconfident, right? Like,
yes.
I was like, you know, I didn't think they looked that good against the Browns. Did you? I mean, obviously Mahomes got hurt and that changed everything, but even when he was in the game, I didn't think it was like a, it certainly wasn't a blowout or total domination or doing whatever they wanted. Right. So I was like, from the perspective of, look, if the Browns get the ball again in this game, they're going to win it. You know that fourth down play was the key. That third down run of 14 and the fourth down play, the pass to Hill. If they don't make those two plays happen, which they did, fair enough, they did make it happen. But if they don't, Mafia, do you think the Browns get the ball back and score? I mean, Higgins fumbled at the goal line. They had all kinds of chances to win that game, and they didn't get it done, obviously. But you can't tell me they weren't in that game. You cannot tell me that they didn't have a chance to win that game. If they get the ball again, I think they win the game.
They absolutely had a great chance to win that game. They were in it the whole time, like I said. They obviously made it closer when Mahomes went out, but that Higgins fumble kind of changed everything. If they go in and score at that point in the game, it's completely different. But they get the stop there. They don't get any points at all. You know, I think if I remember right, the Chiefs go down and kick a field goal right before the half to extend the lead a little bit, but still not enough to put it away. But still, there was never a point really where Cleveland was out of that game, even before Mahomes got hurt. They were right there. They were, you know, right behind them, putting the pressure on them, running the ball as much as they wanted, no problem, right, just getting the yards. So it was never a situation where that defense was shutting down the Browns. And so now you have a team like the Bills who have a great passing game. Sure, their running game is completely, you know, devoid of anything that's worth writing home about right now. But their passing game is so deadly right now. They could just light you up, especially if Breland's, you know, banged up or some of these other corners. If they don't have all their complement of guys on that defensive end and they can't get to Josh Allen, it's going to be a long day.
But yeah, so, and I agree with you, but do you remember what happened? Like, so I said this stuff on the show,
right,
and then I think
that they're just going to win easy, no problem, and it's not the case.
Right, so I said that, and then you saw what happened. Like, I got just absolutely cascaded, bombarded like Pearl Harbor. I mean, I got just absolutely attacked by these rabid, like, I don't even know what they were. They were like, they were like cockroaches coming out with the light on in the middle of the night when you go to the kitchen.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said.
I got just absolutely macheted by these people in Kansas City. And I just wanted to say tonight that you can all kiss my ass.
Hey, Daddy.
Six ways till Sunday.
Family conversation.
I don't care what you think of me. You can call me all kinds of names. You can say my voice is fake. You get, they said that too, that my voice is shtick. So let's get down to that now, Mafia.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you tell them the truth? Is this my voice or not?
Yes, 100% of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. That is how you sound. And only, you know, actually,
do you think that because
that's how you sound unless you're sick, and then it gets worse than that. It's never been a shtick or anything like that.
Right. So, but so, you know, for over the years, you've had all these people say that I that's not my voice. It can't be. And that I fake my voice. Can you imagine doing that for 35 years on the radio and television?
Take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings.
And then how about the people that accuse me of, I got a bunch of these this week too. Have another cigarette. Have another pack of cigarettes. You froggy. They called me froggy. They called me, so I saw all this stuff, and I'm on there just promoting the show. I'm like, we're on at 4, we're on at 10. Here's, you know, we got this guy on, that guy on. And then I see all these people attacking me. You know what's great about it was, is that, you know, I bet on the Chiefs in the game. So despite the fact that you did not have that game in the bag and that you did not dominate anyone and you haven't covered in 2 months and you're not as good as you think you are this year, they definitely don't look as good as they did last year. And then, I mean, like right now in the playoffs, right? You can't even argue it, right? I mean, except they played what? What they played? Two games? What have they? How many have they played? They played one, right? The divisional semi and then now this game, right? So we saw him get hurt and everything else, but they, all these stupid ass hats attacked me because I said the Browns had a chance to win the game and you can kiss my ass. And all I know is I still bet on your stupid ass team in the title game on Sunday. So your mother's a hoe. How's that sound?
Did you just flip me off? Yes, you did. You just flipped me the bird.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
So what, you hurt my feelings and now I'm going home, all right?
So tell your, listen, I'm talking to your son right now. Get your stuff and go home. I'm done with you. I've had enough, okay? Thanks a lot for all the free nookie and everything. Now go home to your wussy Chief fan son. Tell him I said
what
hi.
What you're about to do is crossing the line.
Oh, it's a little late for that.
Take this. Take the underwear and take all the bra here to get all that out of here. I'm busy. I'm busy arguing with your son on the radio and all of his stupid friends. Jesus. Are these like the people from Sacramento Mafia that think they're bigger than New York City? The people in Kansas City? They think they're bigger than us too. You know what Kansas City is? It's like a pimple on my ass cheek. Compared to New York City. Know that. If you live there, know that. My uncle lives in Kansas City. I love him to death. He's the greatest guy in the world. I worked at KCTV5 in Kansas City. I lived in Kansas City. And you're still a pimple on my ass. Ooh. How's that taste?
You just made the list, buddy.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. No good.
Mafia. Do you have anything you want to say bad about anybody tonight? Like, any? Do you want to say anything mean to anybody? Like, make fun of them? They're fat. They're ugly. They're fat. They smoke too much. I got no problem with smoking. You know, chronic smoking that K-Funk Swiss cheese, some of that cushy, cushy, cushy purple cushy, some of that get your freak on, some of that face on fire, son. Mafia knows what happened.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Mafia loves when Granny, you know, she's had it rough lately. She wanted, all she wanted was some animal face, 23%, son. And she told me to get her some of the Khalifa and the cherry cobbler and the fruities. She wanted the granola funk, too, but it cost too much money. So I got her marshmallow instead. I don't care about the, you know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I'll sleep with your mother and your girlfriend and your wife.
Oh, you get down with your best self.
That's right. I'm a bad mother for real. All them chicks end up over here in my new bed. Mafia, you knew I got the new bed, right? I got the new love. I got the new love crib, son. Love shack. I got a badass bed. Did you know I got the new bed?
Here's my theory. A woman can't really love a man unless he's part dope. Be a little stupid every day and really stupid once in a while, but just don't be perfect.
I did know you got the bed. How that was me. Sleep in that bed.
No, but I got laid in the bed. So okay, I haven't really slept in it, but yeah, but I haven't slept in it, but I kind of slept in it. You know what I mean? Like if I get 34C to sleep with me, it doesn't mean I have to snore or be out cold. I could still be having relations, as you know. Mavi's a big fan of relations ever since he got married. He's been on a honeymoon since November 14th, and he's actually gotten leg every single day since, even with the COVID. Every single day. He does it with his wife with two masks on. They both have masks on. And now they've gotten kinky. They wear different masks. They wear like Halloween costume masks when they do it.
You say filthy things without realizing it. I like you.
Thank you. I'm a horrible person, as you know. With a fake voice that I've done on the air, a sticky fake voice I've used for 35 years. By the way, I have smoked everything in the world, but only drugs. Mafia, I don't smoke cigarettes. Tell them. Do I smoke cigarettes?
No, only when you used to drink and get drunk. That was the only time you'd have a cigarette.
But I don't drink anymore. So now I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't do anything. I'm boring now, right? All I do is play basketball and work out and box and kick people in the face and break people's noses. Oh, Mafia, I can't wait till tomorrow. The McGregor fight with Poirier. Are you going to win that upset with Poirier? Give me that upset, Mafia. Come on.
I certainly hope so. Let's go. Let's get that plus money. It was like 265 now. Let's get it.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Mafia about Chandler and Hooker. By the way, most of the people that hate me on the tweets, your mothers are hookers. Mafia, we've never really discussed the Chandler Hooker fight. This is going to be a kick-ass fight. So I know today you talked about it. I know you talked about Evil Eye and all the rest and her fight. But tell everybody how Chandler is going to do against Hooker. Is everybody buying into Chandler, or do some people still think Hooker can beat him?
Well, some people definitely still think Hooker can beat him because Hooker's the favorite at the book right now. It's not a huge favorite. I think he's like minus 136 at FanDuel today. But I mean, Obviously, with him being the favorite, he is the one that people are going on because of the height advantage and the reach advantage, which, you know, in a lot of cases I would say, okay, I get that. But I think they're underestimating Chandler because he's coming over from Bellator. This guy was a champ. This guy has beaten, you know, top guys. He wasn't beating scrubs over at Bellator. Eddie Alvarez was a champ in the UFC, and he beat him. You know, Benson Henderson was a champ in the UFC, and he beat him twice. Patricky Friere is a guy who's tough, beat him twice. So he's beaten, you know, the top guys there. He has that wrestling background. He wrestled with some top-level guys back then. He has an awesome team down in Florida that he fights with Mike Brown and those guys. So this guy's legit. Don't sleep on him. I'm picking him to win. I think he's going to get inside that long reach of Hooker and do some damage there with his pop and, you know, take him down and put him on his back a couple times too.
Is Eddie Alvarez fighting with didn't I say today that Demetrius Johnson's fighting in one? Is Eddie Alvarez in that too, or is he still in Bellator?
No, Eddie Alvarez came from Bellator to the UFC, was champed and lost to Connor. And then now he went over to that one. Right. Yeah, he's been there for a couple fights now. So
yeah, he's in one. That right. So I was right. He is in one. And so they're going to fight coming up on TNT one of these days?
Yeah, I think later this month, I think they have both of them on the same card. You can actually watch in the U.S. for one.
All right. So who are you taking in these two football games really quick? Who are you taking really quick? You taking
Bills
the Chiefs, Bills and Green Bay. All right. So enjoy the games this weekend, everybody. It should be kick-ass. Enjoy the McGregor fight with Poirier. Good job, Mavia. Good night, everybody. Sports Rage next.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.